Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Darkest Hour takes us deep inside Buckingham Palace, the British Parliament, and the Underground for the intrigue of Great Britain as a nation hovering on the brink of World War II. The excellent, engaging, and inspiring Darkest Hour can be viewed as a companion piece to another great film of 2017, writer, director, producer Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk, the dilemma of some 300,000 British soldiers stranded on the beach of France's coast across the English Channel figures prominently in Darkest Hour. Marshaling an armada of a civilian regatta to rescue the English soldiers who were pinned on the beach at Dunkirk under heavy bombardment from the German Luftwaffe became a rallying point for English citizens and its leaders. Darkest Hour takes place in May 1940, prior to the fall of France. In Darkest Hour, we view the Dunkirk operation through the lens of the subsequent entrance of Great Britain into war with Nazi Germany, led by newly appointed Prime Minister Winston Churchill, played by an almost unrecognizable Gary Oldman, a Screen Actors Guild nominee and a deserved Oscar actor nominee for the role. This is Gary Oldman's finest performance in decades of fine performances. He was an Oscar actor nominee for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Oldman pushes out his lower lip, juggles a 6-inch cigar in hand and mouth, and clutches a glass of whatever libation is at hand. He portrays Winston Churchill as a gruff British bulldog. Gary Oldman is surrounded by several excellent performances, including that of Kristen Scott Thomas as Churchill's wife. Also, Lily James as Elizabeth, Churchill's typist. In Churchill's orbit are ousted Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, played by Ronald Pickup, Viscount Halifax, played by Stephen Delane, and Ben Mendelsohn playing King George VI. Director Joe Wright, who directed Atonement and Pride and Prejudice, has an excellent sense of pacing with dramatic camera angles, imaginative editing, a wonderful score, fascinating World War II-era production design, and authentic and beautiful dresses for Mrs. Churchill and military and civilian clothing. Director Joe Wright works from a noteworthy screenplay by Anthony McCarten, which mixes bluster, umbrage, and impish Britishisms. Darkest Hour is thrilling. The film places a crucial time under the microscope of history. Had not Winston Churchill, Parliament, the King of England, and British citizens made their stance, Europe and the world could have turned out to be a much different place. Darkest Hour is MPAA rated PG-13 for some thematic material. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.